Throughout history, many crucial events occurred, some of which were good events, but others were terrible, tragic events. One major event that happened was World War I. It affected many countries up to this day. One country that was impacted was Germany. After Germany had suffered a terrible loss against the Allied forces, they were made to pay reparations, and some of their country was taken away and made into new cities. This act by the Allies made Germany look like they were nothing or that they were weak. So then Germany felt like they had to put the blame on someone else. So that is exactly what they did. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Trace and Alex Show, where we find out the deepest and darkest secrets of history. My name is Alex Rawlings.
And I am Trace King, and this is The Secrets of Auschwitz. A man named Adolf Hitler was a terrible man, but a man who knew how to stir up a crowd or get them on his side. He rose to power as the leader of the Nazi Party, becoming Chancellor in 1933 and then assuming the title of Führer. Hitler blamed the Jews for their loss in World War I, so he created Auschwitz. The Auschwitz concentration camp was a complex of over 40 concentration and extermination camps operated by Nazi Germany and occupied Poland during World War II and the Holocaust. About 1.1 million people died from the result of Auschwitz. He would arrest Jews or anyone who was against him, bring them to a train, and send them to Auschwitz.
Witold Pileski was born on May 13, 1901, to a patriotic Polish Catholic parent in Olmetz, a small town in what was then the Russian Empire. In August 1939, Pileski was called up to defend Poland against the Nazi invasion. Following the defeat, Pileski made his way to Warsaw to fight with the Polish underground resistance, the Home Army, against the Nazi occupation. Soon after, a group of Polish political opponents were taken to Auschwitz, and then telegrams came reporting their deaths. This made Poland suspicious, so Pileski volunteered himself to go in and investigate. Witold Pileski then got himself sent to Auschwitz to send back information needed by Poland to see what was going on in Auschwitz.
Now before we dig deep into what happened to Witold Pileski, let's thank our brand, Grow It Back, for sponsoring this podcast. Have you ever been made fun of or laughed at because you have no hair? Well, we can change that right now. Just order up to 3 bottles of Grow Powder for only $299.99 per year.
$299.99? That's a deal!
It works anywhere you go and whenever you want.
When I got my hands on this product, I couldn't believe the results. It was incredible.
Call 864-999-9999 or just visit us at www.getyourhairback.com.
Now, Trace, can you tell us about what happened to Witold Pileski in Auschwitz?
Pileski's mission was to raise the morale of Polish political prisoners by bringing news from outside of camp, as well as to report on camp conditions to the Home Army in Warsaw. Pileski successfully sent out his first report with a released inmate. It reached the Polish government in exile, who passed it on to the Allies. During his time in his internship, he witnessed many things that changed the way he thought about people and how they had treated each other. His reports described the early experiments conducted on Soviet prisoners of war who were murdered with poisonous gas. Now here is a very special guest that was involved in the Holocaust, Dr. Amos Kahn. Can you describe what it was like to witness the Holocaust happen and even be involved in it?
Yes, it was a very hard thing to go through, but I just kept saying to myself, it will be over soon. But I never really knew how it was going to happen. I had been in Auschwitz for about 2.5 years. Then when Witold Pileski came, I was the man who escaped with Witold Pileski at once. We got out of Auschwitz. We had to run quite a ways before we even felt safe. Then, at once, came out of hiding, and we had to be extremely careful to not let anyone see us. Witold Pileski, and then I fought in the Warsaw Upspring in 1944, but was following in its suppression. He was interned in a German prisoner of war camp where he was tortured and killed. I tried as hard as I could to save him, but there was no hope. I didn't want to leave him behind, but if I kept trying, I would be caught and executed. I still regret not trying harder to save Witold. He was an awesome man, and I think that if I had the same mentality or hope that he did, I would have been able to do many things and save other people and him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Thank you, Dr. Khan, for sharing this story with us. Now, we don't want to waste any of your precious, most valuable time, so let's get back into the video. Witold Pileski eventually escaped in April 1943. Key members of his organization had been shipped to other camps, and Pileski's transfer was imminent. Pileski and his two companions had only one night to carry out the complicated plan that they had designed together. If it failed, it would result in a public execution by hanging. They successfully removed the bolts from a heavy door. Willis, the guards, returned. Then, when they escaped, they had to travel 100 kilometers on foot until they could find relative safety.
I think that Witold Pileski should be a very good role model. This was very inspirational and was an interesting topic to talk about. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate all of your support for our podcast.
Make sure to join us next week, where we will uncover the mysteries of the atomic bombs. Until then, have a good time.